Beliefs are a feeling of certainty around what a thing means. Like values, they motivate you and impact your results. You collect your beliefs from your family, friends, society, and your experiences. It is easier to change a belief than it is to change a value, because beliefs come from interpreting an event at a specific point in time. It is harder to go from valuing health to valuing illness. It's easier to go from believing that you are unfit to believing that you are healthy. Beliefs can empower, give you strength, or disempower, bring you down. An example of a disempowering belief: oh, I'll never get ahead. I always mess things up. An example of an empowering belief: oh, I always learn something when I try something new. Most people carry around disempowering beliefs that sabotage their success every day, and they don't even know it. How many empowering and disempowering beliefs are you carrying around with you? So let's go look at your beliefs and make sure they serve, support, nurture, and challenge you. Write a D next to each belief that is disempowering, and an E next to each belief that is empowering. What empowering beliefs do you have? What disempowering beliefs do you have, and what new language could you use instead? What have you discovered about your beliefs? Let's move on now to defining moments in your life. A defining moment is an important past event, often experienced when you were a child. What makes the event important is not the intensity, the greatness, or the significance of the event itself, but the importance you have given it by forming a lifelong belief or set of beliefs around the event. Example: Susan's partner got very drunk and behaved badly at her wedding and embarrassed her. She formed the belief that her husband will always let her down at important times. John's mom was furious with him when he was 6. She told him he was stupid. Although she didn't mean it, John formed a belief that he would never be intelligent enough for his mother. Frank's teacher recognized and encouraged his music abilities when he was young. From that moment on, he thought of himself as a very gifted musician. As you can see, we collect evidence that strengthens our beliefs. Once you have formed a belief from a defining moment, you hold on to it and search for evidence to strengthen that belief. If you've created an empowering belief, this is great. But if you have latched onto a disempowering belief, you are in trouble. Over the years, you build up so much evidence to support the belief that it becomes ingrained in you, and you don't even think to question it. So we need to upgrade our beliefs. You can't change the past, but you can change your interpretation of the past. You can reshape your belief to serve, support, nurture, and challenge you if you really want to. This involves letting go. The good news is that you can let disempowering beliefs go if you want to. And this section shows you how to do just that. 1. Discover your defining moments. 2. Open them up and look at the beliefs you created from these moments. 3. Decide which beliefs you want to keep, enhance, or delete. Okay, so let's go list some defining moments from your childhood. Answer the following questions for each of those defining moments. How old were you? What happened? Who was there? And what was said? What did you tell yourself then? What belief have you carried forward since then? What would you have wanted to happen? What beliefs do you want to keep? What beliefs do you want to change, and what will you change to do that? What will you be giving up if you don't create the change? What is one thing you can do now to reinforce the new belief? Question for self. What new insights have you gained as a result of exploring your beliefs? Has this belief segment helped you?